Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. An announcement coming today in the decade-long investigation into the Gilgo Beach murders on Long Island.
Undisclosed evidence is what the police commissioner and the Suffolk DA say they'll outline at this press conference set for 1 this afternoon. They'll also outline a new initiative they say will get the public faster information regarding the Gilgo case. It was December of 2010 that canine teams found the remains of 24-year-old Shannon Gilbert in the weeds along Ocean Parkway. Additional investigation found 9 more sets of remains. Richard Dormer, the police commissioner at the time.
It's our belief that parts of her remains may be in that location.
Among those identified, 4 young women who had posted escort ads on Craigslist. No arrests yet after all these years. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Wins. Police headquarters in Yaphank.
The suspect in the Hanukkah stabbings in Muncie will be arraigned on his indictment today. Grafton Thomas faces 6 counts of attempted murder in the attacks at a rabbi's home. 5 victims were wounded, but authorities later revealed he also tried to attack the rabbi's son with the machete. Thomas has also pleaded not guilty to federal hate crime charges, that he targeted the guests at the party because of their religion. His lawyers have raised questions about his mental fitness to stand trial. In New Jersey, a second child has died from complications of the flu. The state health department is reporting high levels of flu activity statewide, which they say is normal for this time of year. The 2 deaths in Jersey are among 32 nationwide. Last year, New Jersey recorded 6 flu-related deaths. The health department says it's definitely not too late to get a flu shot. A United Airlines flight to Los Angeles had to head back to Newark today after what looked like fire coming from an engine. The airline says it was a mechanical issue and the flight returned and landed safely and passengers were put on other flights. The flames were seen near a wing of the plane shortly after Flight 1871 took off. If you take the 7 train, you'll hear a Queens native making the announcements for the next few days. Actress Awkwafina is the voice of the 7 for the next week.
This is Vernon Boulevard, Jackson Avenue. Hey, fellas, stop and spray. Thanks and have a great day.
She can also be heard saying, I love the Mets, when she announces the Willits Point stop and telling passengers she hopes they brought some money when they're entering Manhattan. New Yorkers are eating more plant-based diets, and greater demand means better selection in the Manhattan neighborhoods that have been classified as most veggie-friendly.
This neighborhood is teeming with tofu. The group Rentop.com tells 1010 Wins there are 4 dozen vegetarian and vegan restaurants. And here's Jimmy, who gave up meat years ago. Jimmy, no offense, you're eating all this healthy food, but looks like maybe you could use the gym.
I used to use the gym, but I stopped.
But if the nuts and the seeds and whatever, the flax, don't whet your appetite, Babu at a local papaya stand claims he also offers a healthy fare.
Philly cheesesteak, yeah. Philly cheesesteak, fries and drink, that's good for it. New York City best hot dog, sub bread.
What if I wanted to eat some vegetables?
Or veggie burger. Veggie burger, that's very good.
I'll stick with the cheesesteak, Babu. John Montone, 1010 Wins in healthy Midtown South.
A panel appointed by Mayor de Blasio is reportedly proposing a bailout for struggling taxi drivers stuck with medallion debt. The New York Times is reporting it could be for as much as $500 million to assist drivers trapped in loans that are nearly impossible to get out of. Many of them bought medallions at artificially inflated prices. The panel is reportedly looking at a new public-private partnership to come up with the cash. That partnership would purchase the medallion loans. A large part of the debt would be forgiven, and interest payments would be lowered. A woman has been critically injured, struck by a piece of plywood that flew off some scaffolding at a building in Queens. It is very windy today. This happened a little more than an hour ago at 41st and Main Streets in Flushing. The 67-year-old woman has been taken to New York Hospital, Queens. Again, she is critically injured. Police say this. It appears the wind blew the plywood from the scaffolding. Stay with 1010 Winds for the latest on this developing story. A deadly accident in Flatlands, Brooklyn this morning, this one involving a bus. Police say a woman in her 30s who was riding the MTA bus at Flatlands and Flatbush Avenues forced the doors open while the bus was moving. After apparently missing her stop, she hopped out of the doors as the bus was pulling away. She hit a utility pole. When she fell into the street, the back of the bus ran her over. She died at the scene. The driver stayed at the scene and the investigation continues. This happened just after 9 o'clock this morning. It was the second deadly accident involving a person struck by a vehicle in Brooklyn today. The first killed a woman in Bensonhurst.
Police looking for a private sanitation truck they believe hit this woman in her 60s just after 4 this morning as she crossed mid-block on 86th Street just west of Bay Parkway. Police say her body was dragged to the intersection of Bay Parkway, where people like Trevor who work in the area say it is very dangerous.
People are speeding, they're running the lights. The turning at wrong turns.
Speeding may have been a factor here. David Reyes was on his way to work when he saw the aftermath.
There was what looked like two bodies at first, but then one of the police officers told us that it was actually the body had been severed in half because of the impact.
Police say the driver just kept going eastbound, possibly unaware they had hit anyone. Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds in Bensonhurst.
As jury selection continues in Harvey Weinstein's sex assault trial, we've learned that supermodel Gigi Hadid, who was in the jury pool, was dismissed today. Hadid told the court she had once met Weinstein. Meanwhile, Weinstein's lawyers have asked a state appeals court to delay the trial, citing a carnival-like atmosphere, suggesting they move it somewhere else. Oral arguments on that motion will be heard today.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.